themselves that they're starting their drive at the 35. If you look down your stat sheet, Clark, that's the worst field position anybody's had to start the drive tonight off a kickoff. So back to the read option for the Caseville Eagles.
First and 10, two wide, one each way. Joe Alice with the keeper around the right end has some running room across the line of scrimmage all the way out to the 40-yard line for a 5-yard gain. Second and 5, brought down by David Binder. That is now his 5th tackle of the night. The own gauge is led by Dylan Fritz with 6.
Yeah, and all those came in the first half for Dylan Fritz. It's number 28. A little bit. So wouldn't be surprised to see the same formation, but Cole Simmons get this one.
Cole Simmons on the night has 116 yards off of 17 carries and at least one touchdown, maybe even two. Two touchdowns on the night. 7-5 for the Eagles. One wide each way. Alice in the shotgun, Simmons to his left. Working off the right hash, looking to pass to his left, lets this one fly. And overthrows a little bit too high to his intended receiver of number 30, Chance Shippey. Shippey is not your typical wide receiver. He's 5'6" and a freshman. Now we have a down player, and this is the big man for Owen Gage, number 77, Kevin Brinkman. It looks like his left knee. This is never a good sign when you see a big man like that rolling in pain. Could be an ACL, MCL. Very easy to do in football with all the side-to-side motion in a game of football.
In any play, somebody can be tackled or rolled up over the back of your leg, and it's very easy for a knee or an ankle-type injury at any time.
5:03 remains in the third. It's 51-20. Owen Gage leading by 31 points. Right now we're in a official timeout for an injury on the field. As you're listening to the WLEW Sports Network, Clark Ramsey, Dave Hansen, Doug Cole, and Kayla O'Neill. Four-person crew here for eight-man football in Caseville, Michigan. And I must say, Dave, this is our first stab at eight-man football, and so far, we're surviving.
Yeah, so far, so good, I would think.
I wouldn't say so good, but so good, I'm not sure. But, you know, we're surviving. We're hanging out here. Cozy booth. Good camaraderie all the way around.
Absolutely, weather's perfect.
You know, it's a light jacket weather. We're keeping the body heat warm in here, and it's good to see the shirt and tie on back with the crew here again. We were going polos the first 2 weeks. Now week number 3, post Labor Day, we pull out the white. I
yep.
See the irony in that.
Uh-huh.
But
I'm a golfer, you know that, Clark. So I was a big fan of the polos.
I know you were. I was feeling. I was uncomfortable those first 2 weeks, not being in shirt and tie.
That's true, but it was golf weather, so it was appropriate first
Indeed.
2 weeks.
Well, I got to say, the reason the shirt and tie began was when I worked with Spartan Radio Network, George Blaha, Will Tiemann, for football back in 2010 season when we won the first Big Ten championship. Every game, full suit, I was on the on-field set with Will Tiemann for pre-halftime and post-game show. Full suit, 95 degrees. That Labor Day weekend, you learn how to sweat in a suit quite well. Mm. You also know the dry cleaners by name.
Yes, I'm sure, and they know you by name as well.
So this is not pretty here, folks, as it looks like we've seen the last of Kevin Brinkman tonight as they're working on that left knee. Looks like he has his helmet off, and they're working on that left knee as they're looks like they're putting a brace on it. As it's a beautiful fall evening here in Caseville, Michigan. USA in the fourth quarter, 9 minutes remain left in the fourth. USA leading Brown City big time, 35-7. So USA more than likely is going to be stringing two victories together here to start the season out 2-1 after going 1-8 all last season. Of course, Tyler Lang's the new coach. And new regime and new feel of that program over in USA.
Yeah, in the middle of the third quarter, Sandusky gets a big touchdown run to tie up that game in Bad Axe against Bad Axe at 14 apiece, last we heard.
So a lot of good games going on throughout the entire region. This is our ode to eight-man football in week number 3. Next week, we switch back to 11-man football with Cass City heading to Lakers, which should be a good matchup in the first week of divisional play in the Greater Thumb Conference.
Oh, and it always is. A nice little rivalry there and a great way to start GTW battle. No better than Cass City and Lakers duking it out. Lakers, obviously, a team lost a lot of seniors. And freshman phenom last year, now sophomore Brennan Wisner, going to quarterback that team, so it'll be fun to see him playing quarterback again next week. And obviously Mason Erla, another big-time quarterback that can sling it in this area. And we're going to see him and Cuthrell and Nick Perry and company of Cass City. We'll see what they can do against Lakers next week.
And if you do not, if you remember correctly, Dave, it was last year when we called that Cass City-Lakers game in Cass City when we saw the debut of the freshman Brent Wisner after all of those injuries when they were on basically their fourth-string quarterback. And I think there, it was kind of an Ohio State situation where all of a sudden, hey, look at this talent we've got at third string.
Absolutely, a third string. Heck, he was called up from JV the week before to play defensive back. So he was, I think he was on the varsity for less than five practices. I think he had four practices on varsity. Obviously, they all practiced together in the offseason. But, well, good news here, Clark. Looks like Brinkman walking off under his own power with the assistance of that brace. So hopefully not as bad of an injury as we had initially thought. He gets off on his own power. He's going to sit down. They're going to take a further look. But back to the ball game now, Clark.
5:03 remains in the third, 51-20. Olengage over Caseville. The Eagles with the ball, though, facing a third and five from the 40-yard line. It's a keeper around the left end for Alice. Nowhere to run. Tries to turn the corner, and he's caught in the backfield by Dylan Fritz for a loss of two. Sets up a fourth and seven now for the Eagles.
And that tackle was set up by Jacob Wright, the quarterback. He does a nice job. He comes up and gets blocked by Cole Simmons, but doesn't get pushed out of the play. He holds his ground, holds the outside of the field, which we've been trying to get Caseville to do all night, Clark, and forces Alice to come back up the middle. And what does he run into? But more defenders swarming to the football for a loss on the play, and now fourth down and maybe seven or so for the Eagles.
First down marker is right at the 45-yard line of Caseville's own territory, right to left across your radio. Looks like they're going for this on fourth and seven from the 37-yard line. One receiver wide each way, Simmons to the left of Alice, and it's a direct snap to Simmons, who has a long ways to go.
He might have lost a yard.
And he lost even another yard on that one as number 16, Jake Wright, led the efforts on the tackle, and it's a turnover of downs, Olengage ball from the Caseville 37-yard line.
Well, and if you're Caseville, you got to go for it. You have nothing to lose at this point. Looking for a nice play, you give it to your best player, and obviously Olengage, that's the guy they're watching for, Simmons. They get him down in the backfield, and now back on defense go the Eagles, and that offense for the Olengage Bulldogs comes out onto the field and ready to put up some more points.
First and 10 from the Caseville 37-yard line. We have less than 4 minutes to play in the third quarter. Olengage leads by 31, 51-20. Coming out of the I formation with looks like some slot receivers on either side. It's a pitch out to number 34, David Binder, who has the room to run. He has the first down, finally tripped up at the 22-yard line by 44, Drew Lepic on the far sideline, but we have a flag back at the 31-yard line. And we're not sure what this is going to be yet. It's a block in the back against Olengage, so don't even look at that. So it's going to be a penalty marked off from the spot of the foul at the 31-yard line. This is going to be 10 yards against Olengage. So this is pushing them back at the 40-yard line.
Yeah, a hold on the play negates a big play, but they've found a weakness in the Caseville defense. They pitch it to the outside left and right, continue to pound the outside, and I fully anticipate them to do that again, even with a wide receiver to the right and left side.
Here first and 13 reverse. In the reverse to Warwick. Once again, works like a charm. He's to the 20-yard line, diving down, and falls out of bounds at the 15-yard line as number 28 and 48 for Caseville. That is Joe Alice and Mason Kozefko with the stop, forcing him out of bounds at the 15-yard line. First and 10 for the Bulldogs, marching down the field for yet another time.
Yeah, they've run that play approximately once a quarter now, Clark. Probably about the fourth time they've ran that reverse where the whole team goes to the left, and there's one guy coming back to the right with a wide receiver as his lead blocker, and that wide receiver has fooled the defensive back every time by streaking down the field, and big gains each time they've ran it.
Quick handoff to the man right behind the quarterback out of that I formation.